For the second time in 2 years, the MTA is taking a fresh look at its advertising standards. WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports it follows an objection from the Cuomo administration to Subway ads for breast augmentation.
The first controversy occurred in late 2012 when a so-called issue ad by a political group equated the word jihad with savages. Muslims and others objected, and the MTA responded by adding a disclaimer to all issue ads, which says displaying the ad does not imply an endorsement. This time, it's trickier. Cuomo's senior policy advisor Howard Glaser is complaining that the breast augmentation ads look like billboards for a strip club, and that children who ride the subway should not be seeing them. Since a disclaimer won't resolve this complaint, the MTA is saying it will revisit its standards in the light of maintaining a family-friendly environment on trains and buses. The MTA earned $124 million in advertising revenue last year, nearly twice as much as it did in 2001. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.